1. Cynicism. The residual teachings of the disciples of Melchizedek, excepting those which persisted in the Jewish religion, were best preserved in the doctrines of the Cynics. Gainan's selection embraced the following. God is supreme. He is the most high of heaven and earth. God is the perfected circle of eternity, and he rules the universe of universes. He is the sole maker of the heavens and the earth. When he decrees a thing, that thing is. Our God is one God, and he is compassionate and merciful. Everything that is high, holy, true, and beautiful is like our God. The Most High is the light of heaven and earth. He is the God of the east, the west, the north, and the south. Even if the earth should pass away, the resplendent face of the Supreme would abide in majesty and glory. The Most High is the first and the last, the beginning and the end of everything. There is but this one God, and his name is Truth. God is self-existent, and he is devoid of all anger and enmity. He is immortal and infinite. Our God is omnipotent and bounteous. While he has many manifestations, we worship only God himself. God knows all, our secrets and our proclamations. He also knows what each of us deserves. His might is equal to all things. God is a peace-giver and a faithful protector of all who fear and trust him. He gives salvation to all who serve him. All creation exists in the power of the Most High. His divine love springs forth from the holiness of his power, and affection is born of the might of his greatness. The Most High has decreed the union of body and soul, and has endowed man with his own spirit. What man does must come to an end, but what the Creator does goes on forever. We gain knowledge from the experience of man, but we derive wisdom from the contemplation of the Most High. God pours rain upon the earth. He causes the sun to shine upon the sprouting grain, and he gives us the abundant harvest of the good things of this life and eternal salvation in the world to come. Our God enjoys great authority. His name is excellent, and his nature is unfathomable. When you are sick, it is the Most High who heals you. God is full of goodness toward all men. We have no friend like the Most High. His mercy fills all places, and his goodness encompasses all souls. The Most High is changeless, and he is our helper in every time of need. Wherever you turn to pray, there is the face of the Most High and the open ear of our God. You may hide yourself from men, but not from God. God is not a great distance from us. He is omnipresent. God fills all places and lives in the heart of the man who fears his holy name. Creation is in the Creator, and the Creator in his creation. We search for the Most High, and then find him in our hearts. You go in quest of a dear friend, and then you discover him within your soul. The man who knows God looks upon all men as equal. They are his brethren. Those who are selfish, those who ignore their brothers in the flesh, have only weariness as their reward. Those who love their fellows and who have pure hearts shall see God. God never forgets sincerity. He will guide the honest of heart into the truth, for God is truth. In your lives overthrow error and overcome evil by the love of the living truth. In all your relations with men do good for evil. The Lord God is merciful and loving. He is forgiving. Let us love God, for he first loved us. By God's love and through his mercy we shall be saved. Poor men and rich men are brothers. God is their Father. The evil you would not have done you, do not to others. At all times call upon his name, and as you believe in his name, so shall your prayer be heard. What a great honor it is to worship the Most High. All the worlds and the universes worship the Most High, and with all your prayers give thanks, ascend to worship. Prayerful worship shuns evil and forbids sin. At all times let us praise the name of the Most High. The man who takes shelter in the Most High conceals his defects from the universe. When you stand before God with a clean heart, you become fearless of all creation. The Most High is like a loving father and mother. He really loves us, his children on earth. Our God will forgive us and guide our footsteps into the ways of salvation. He will take us by the hand and lead us to himself. God saves those who trust him. He does not compel man to serve his name. If the faith of the Most High has entered your heart, then shall you abide free from fear throughout all the days of your life. Fret not yourself because of the prosperity of the ungodly. Fear not those who plot evil. Let the soul turn away from sin and put your whole trust in the God of salvation. The weary soul of the wandering mortal finds eternal rest in the arms of the Most High. The wise man hungers for the divine embrace. The earth child longs for the security of the arms of the universal Father. The noble man seeks for that high estate wherein the soul of the mortal blends with the spirit of the supreme. God is just. What fruit we receive not from our plantings in this world, we shall receive in the next.